We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Benjamin Moore, your neighborhood paint experts, by Montefiore Doing More, and by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the first place, 1-0 undefeated.
Yes.
New York Yankees. And here he is, the manager, Aaron Boone. Aaron, how are you?
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Good start last night. Let's start with your pitcher, Garrett Cole. It's only a five-inning game, but, you know, outside of that one mistake to Eaton, he was terrific last night, Aaron.
Yeah, he was. And I felt like even early on he was kind of trying to find his way a little bit. You know, he was falling behind some hitters. But he made a lot of pitches behind in the count when he was in a little bit of trouble. And then I thought for a while there kind of settled into a pretty good rhythm and, you know, his dominating stuff kind of allows him to take over a little bit. But even with him struggling a little bit at times to get ahead of guys, he still didn't have that long drag it out inning. And it was just fun to watch an ace kind of find his way out there and really set a nice tone for us.
I was curious because there's so many different things about this 2020 season. When it starts raining and you guys are back in the clubhouse, I assume that, hey, they're not going to want you guys there for too long. I mean, they're going to want to move this thing along. Was this and experiencing this rain delay different than what it normally would be as far as social distancing and also knowing how long they were willing to wait to get the game restarted?
Yeah, you know, at some point about an hour into the delay, that started to come up, especially because we were on the winning side at that point. We were like, are they going to want to keep us here this long? I found the rain delay overall, other than being opening day, so it was a little, you know, everything's a little bit different about opening day. But I found that guys were able to kind of do their normal stuff. You know, anytime there's a rain delay, guys kind of, you know, facilities now are, you know, pretty spacious, so guys are able to kind of, you know, scatter pretty well. So, you know, there's some guys in the clubhouse, there's some guys in the food room that's not really the food room, there's some guys that are in the cage in the video. So you were able to spread out, and I felt like kind of do your normal routine that you would do, you know, to try and kind of keep your mind right as the rain delay's going on.
You know, Aaron, your two big guys last night had big games. Obviously, Giancarlo and Aaron Judge, both of them big games. Giancarlo with the big home run, the RBI hit. Aaron with a couple hits, drove in a run. How about that last night, especially Giancarlo?
Yeah, it was great for them to get off on a good note. You know, Aaron smoked the ball to get things started there in the first inning, and then, you know, Giancarlo, I think went in with a real focus and a really good game plan last night and took a pit advantage of a couple pitches he could handle. And and Judgey with another good at bat for an RBI later. So for those guys to kind of come out and set the tone, I've been really pleased with the work our team was able to do over the 3-week camp. I felt like the focus, the energy, the edge these guys were playing the game with, I felt very much that we were ready, and I thought last night they went out and kind of showed that.
We were talking about this earlier. One of the underrated stars of the game is Tyler Wade. He draws that walk against, yep, Max Scherzer, and then showing off the speed on the Aaron Judge double, and then that beautiful bunny laid down a few innings later. So that must have been a great feeling for him, especially not expected to be in the opening day lineup with DJ, but he had a hell of a first game.
It was, and it's a great look at what he can provide, and why we think, continue to believe he can be such a valuable part of the team with his, you know, with his speed and just the way he's really a really good base runner. You know, he's continuing to get better as a bunter. I feel like he has the ability to, you know, take some tough pitches to lay off some pitches that allow him to walk a little bit, which is going to be the key for him. If he can control the zone offensively, that'll allow him to be a factor offensively, because running the bases defensively and his defensive versatility, you know, make him a really, really good and interesting player.
You know, you had Brett Gardner, I'm talking to the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone, batting fifth last night. How about that? I mean, I don't think we're going to see that all the time, but I guess just to break up lefty-righty, was that what you were looking to do there?
Yeah, you know, with Scherzer is a pretty extreme split guy. You know, historically, you know, he's been a guy that's been, you know, obviously he's an ace pitcher and had a, you know, a Hall of Fame career, but he's pretty extreme in that he typically dominates righties, and lefties have a little bit more of a chance. So with us not having a ton of lefties, and I almost played Mike Ford because I thought he was one of our better matchups, but I really wanted to get our you know, kind of what we view as our starting nine right now out there. And I just thought with Gardy in the middle there, breaking up some of our righties, just try and cut down the, you know, 5-6 righties in a row for Scherzer.
I was going to ask you about Ford, because he's a guy, and we've saw his power. I think it was during the intra-squad. No, it was the game against the Phillies where he hit the home run to tie it up, and we didn't get to see the extra innings, which we were all looking forward to. But how do you determine when to get him in the starting lineup? Because it's not straight lefty-righty with him in Voit, obviously. So how do you figure pick your spots with him?
You know what? He'll get some shots here, because I really feel like he is – a really, really special hitter in the box. Like, I mean, I think if he had the opportunity to play every day for someone, I really think people would be blown away by what he'd be capable. I think he's an 850, 870 OPS kind of guy. Like, I mean, this is elite strike zone control and legit power, and can really hit a heater. So there's going to be opportunities, you know, probably, and he's really good off the bench. He's really good at preparing, you know, coming off the bench isn't always the easiest thing, obviously, but I feel like, he seems to always give a good at bat when he's coming in that role. So there's a role for him, especially because we're a little more heavy right-handed. So there's going to be opportunities for him to not only get in the lineup, but get some at-bats as well.
I'm curious, would you, because we've seen a lot of Giancarlo DHing, would there be days where, you know, Ford or Voit, one of them play first base, the other one DHs, and Giancarlo plays left field? Would that be something we could see a little bit this year?
It's possible. You know, I wouldn't rule out any kind of combinations. I mean, the one thing, as we sit here and, you know, knock on wood, we're relatively healthy right now. So there's a lot of good options. And you know, as I told our guys before the season, you know, we look around this room. We got, to start the season, 30 guys. I think we got 16 or 17 position players right now. Only nine of you can play at a time. And you know, so we're, you know, we had a bench the last night that was loaded, that are, you know, everyday big league type players that, you know, aren't going to have that opportunity right now with everyone healthy. So they've got to stay ready, and they've got to take advantage of their opportunities when they come.
Aaron, when are we going to see LeMahieu?
Probably tomorrow. We just got back from the stadium today where he got a number of at bats against Jordan Montgomery, who threw his sim game today, and feel like he's probably ready to go. So I want to make sure and get with him tomorrow to make certain of that call with him and make sure he's good to go. But I'll probably go with him and may not even play the whole game with him, because I want him to play the day game on Sunday against the lefty. So there's a good chance you could see him tomorrow in some way, shape, or form.
We're talking Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. Would Cole only throwing 75 pitches affect at all when you come back with him, or no change as far as the rotation despite not throwing that many pitches?
No change. Well, I mean, he's coming back in game five, so. Right. But no, I wouldn't bring him back on three days rest.
Would he have come back with an hour rain delay, or was it? Because I'm always curious when that cutoff is, where you say, "All right, delay's too long." He's done for the day.
It would have had to have been really quick.
Gotcha.
On opening day, he was at 75. He was probably would have gone about 90 with him, maybe another inning, maybe one other inning. But once the rain delay, you know, was 10-15 minutes in, and I knew they were going to need time to obviously get the field ready, and we were at bat, I kind of pulled the trigger pretty quickly that he was done. I felt like we were set up, you know, with the top of their order coming up to line up our bullpen. So after about 15 minutes where it was still dumping out there, we made that call.
Paxton tomorrow, how far can you go with him? Can you go, 90, 100 with him tomorrow or no?
Yeah, he's pretty built up. I don't know if I'd go 100, but
right.
But I, you know, if he's pitching well and looks the part and looks strong, I certainly think 90, maybe even 90 plus could be in play.
So being there, being on the field, being in the dugout, did it feel like a big game? Did it feel like opening day? Did it feel like a regular game? How did it feel for you?
It did. I was talking with a number of guys today, a couple of our players, some of our coaches last night. You know, once the game starts, I don't know that you'd always – I mean, if you want to look around and you look around, there's certainly things that it is a little bit weird, you know, obviously with no fans and stuff, but – really, when game time hits, I mean, you're kind of locked in, and I really don't find it much different, frankly. Because you're concentrating on the things you need to be focused on, and I kind of feel like that so far for our guys that it's been easy to kind of have that competitive edge, and that's been my sense of our players' reaction.
You know, with this expanded playoff now, Aaron, 16 teams, which I think is ridiculous, but 16 teams making the playoffs, does that change it a little? I mean, it kind of takes away from the urgency, I think anyway, of this 60-game regular season. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, that 60-game, there was quite a premium on it before, but now opening it up to a few more teams, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, frankly. You know, this is a unique year, and, you know, I understand them, you know, trying to, you know, create a little extra buzz, obviously getting into the more playoff revenue and stuff. So I certainly get it. But it definitely opens up the field and takes a little bit away from that premium of going out and winning your division.
Yeah, you know, as a fan, I was thinking, and I watched the entire Dodger-Giant game afterwards, I was thinking about everything differently, knowing basically more than half the teams make the playoffs. Do you see yourself managing any differently? You know, maybe being less aggressive with pitching your bullpen arms at certain times, or maybe giving more off days. We've talked about giving guys off days. I mean, let's face it, you guys got one of the best teams in baseball. Of course you're going to be in the postseason. So do you see it changing the way you manage and set your lineups up?
I don't look at it like that right now. I kind of view, you know, obviously we have the off day today, and then we go into a stretch where we have 16 in a row. And at this point, coming out of 3 weeks of spring training, like, you know, I'm going to give some guys days off regardless of the playoff format, you know, as we continue to kind of try and build our guys up safely. As the summer unfolds, we'll see how the strategy changes a little bit depending on where we are. I know our guys are still uber focused on trying to win our division and going out there and trying to be the best team in baseball. So, I don't know, as I sit here now, that it necessarily changes that much.
Talking to Aaron Boone, of course, the manager of the Yankees. They win last night, game two of their series tomorrow with the Nationals. Of course, you'll hear it right here on The Fan. You know, going back to this 16-game playoff, I mean, you're going to have to play, you know, if you've got the best record in baseball, you're going to have to play a very dangerous best out of three series, even though it'll probably be all at Yankee Stadium, very dangerous best out of three in the first round. I mean, that's, do you like that, Aaron? How about that aspect of it?
You know what? It doesn't matter. It's that's what's in play. Like, and so we'll be as ready as we can for that. And, you know, hopefully if we get to that point, you know, hopefully we are fortunate enough to be at home for that. And hopefully we're in a good spot to go out and kick it off right. But we're a long way from that.
I got to tell you, I know you're not going to give me an answer on this, and I understand why, but I started thinking last night about strategies for this best of three, right? Have you given that any thought? Have you started to, you know, that kind of daydream? It's still fresh news. Like, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to use Gerrit Cole in game one. You know, maybe I'll hold off, you know, just in case there's a game three. If I lose game one, I'll use him in game. Have you given that thought at all yet about what a best of three playoff would even look like?
Oh, I, you know what? That's good thinking there, Evan.
Oh, you like that idea. Okay.
I haven't given that any thought. No. You know, it was a lot to get through yesterday. But, you know, as this thing unfolds, you know, depending on where you are in the standings, you know, those things start to become a little more clear,
right,
if you're in that position kind of down the stretch.
Aaron, I just want to, because I really can't stand this 16-game thing, 16 teams in the playoffs. But I want to ask you this. If they, because I think they're setting us up for, this is what it's going to be. You're going to have 162 games. You're going to have 16 teams in the playoffs.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think there may be another team added potentially moving forward. But I don't see it going to 16.
You don't? Okay, I hope you're right. I hope you're right about that. I don't trust him at all, Aaron. I hope you're right.
How is the – and I don't know if maybe this is a part of your job to kind of stress to your guys how to act on the road, but is that a part of your job? Because obviously we don't want the virus to spread, period, but obviously this baseball season is a tough one we're trying to get through. We saw what happened with Juan Soto. Is that something you talk about the guys with frequently, and now, especially because you're away from Yankee Stadium, you're doing these road trips down in D.C., you'll be traveling. Is this something talked about a lot?
Yeah, you know, every few days I try and, you know, give my annoying reminder to the guys as a group and individually. I feel like we're doing a good job of it, and guys are being responsible. I think the one thing, you know, Ben Tulowitz, our traveling secretary, and the Yankees have done a really good job of, we're trying to make our road experience, you know, the hotel we're staying at, we're making it kind of home away from home, and even bringing some of the stuff from our clubhouse into the hotel so guys don't have to be at the field as much. So they're able to get treatment here and get all their food needs and have areas of, you know, to lounge and, you know, hang together in a safe way, and, you know, bringing in, you know, tonight on an off day, you know, we're doing, you know, a restaurant, bringing a meals in to the hotel, bringing the restaurant experience to the hotel, and, you know, doing things that really incentivize our guys to not really ever want to leave. So, I feel like, at least the first couple of days here on our first trip, I'm really excited about how it's being rolled out.
Now everybody arrives on their own to the ballpark, Aaron. Nobody goes together. Is that how this works?
No, we just have a number of buses. So we have, you know, for a 7 o'clock game, for example, there's a staff bus at 1:00. There's a staff bus at 1:30. There's pitchers and catchers and injured guys at 2:00, and then. So I think we have six bus times overall spaced out every 30 minutes so that there's not more than, I think, 15, 17 guys on a bus.
When do you see Tanaka making his first start?
Let's see. Today's Friday, so Sunday he's scheduled to pitch in a sim game or inter-squad game in Scranton. And I'm hoping, you know, for 35, 40 pitches. And if all goes well with that, we'll see how he comes out of that. He could potentially then take his next turn with us. But we'll see how Sunday goes and make that decision.
And the plan right now, obviously Cole pitched the opener, Paxton tomorrow. The mm-hmm. pen is there's going to be a pen day on Sunday followed by Happ and Cole?
Yes. And then okay. Montgomery will go game six.
And will Chad Green be the opener?
Not necessarily. We'll kind of see how tomorrow night's game goes. I mean, that'll factor in. Feel like Loaisiga, I feel like, is a guy that is an intriguing guy because I think he's so dynamic one time through the order, even more, so he's a guy that could give us a few innings. Michael King is stretched out, and we feel like he can really give us quality innings. Obviously, we have a lot of confidence in Greeny if he were to open and give us one or two. So I think how tomorrow night unfolds and who we need out of the pen, because whatever we need to try and win the game tomorrow, that's first things first, and then right. we'll kind of see what we have available to us going into the next day.
And Chapman is still in the virus protocol, I guess. Anything with him right now? Where are we with him? I guess that's just where we are, right?
Nowhere. I mean, he's doing well, and so we'll see.
Right.
Well, congratulations on the victory.
Absolutely.
You guys are undefeated. We'll see if you can pull off 60-0. It would be very, very impressive.
All right, you guys can get back to your Mets now. DeGrom threw five, it looks like.
Look at you. You're all over the
game.
Are you watching it while doing this?
And Robbie Cano actually got a hit. How about that? Look at that.
That's right. I just got back, and I've been watching the Mets and Braves in my hotel room.
And I'm already nervous to taking Jake out after 72.
Lugo, how about Lugo's this? Warming up.
Let's see if we can go back to the analyst days. Would you take him out after 72 pitches, Boone, or would you keep him in? Well, what are you doing if you're the manager right now?
Well, it depends. Coming off of obviously the back scare with him, they said in the broadcast, I thought he was only going 80 pitches. Is that the case?
Yeah, in that range. Yeah,
the 80. Yeah, 72. I think he threw right 72.
How do you know he's out?
Here's my impression.
Nah, they're like congratulating him in the dugout.
It looked like there was some
congratulations. Lugo's throwing. So
would you try to squeeze out the? I mean, I guess I'm kind of curious then, because I'm sure this will happen at some point with you guys. Like when Tanaka comes back, there may be a pitch count. If you've got a pitch count in your mind and you're 8 or 9 pitches away from that number, would you try to squeeze out like a quick inning or a batter or two, or are you better off saying, you know what, I got my 5 innings, he did well, call it a day?
It depends. It depends, the conversations you're having with your pitcher, with your catcher, with the pitching coach. What were the up downs like? Was he trying to evaluate? Was it a stressful situation? Once they're at 80, 90, 100 pitches, you may be a little more willing to go over.
Right.
But in the build up phase, especially at 50 to 70, I don't know. The thing with if DeGrom's on an 80 and he's at 72 right now, for him to sit down and get back up, that's another consideration. Six ups is how they would talk about it. And, to go and get one hitter, I don't know. I think I understand kind of either way. It's hard to know exactly what's going on internally, though, with his buildup.
I got you. Aaron, great talking to you. Stay safe. Thank you, man.
Aaron, thanks a lot, man.
Take care, guys. Yep.
All right, man.
Aaron Boone.
Takes a home run away from J.D. Davis.
Well, it's funny.
How much can't you stand that NC Arte guy?
Well, because how many great plays has he made against the Mets?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't know if it would have been a home run, but it's off the top of the wall.
Out,
it's close.
I don't know. I think he had the glove over the wall.
Let me tell you, though. So Aaron's giving his answer.
He's the
I'm
best.
Watching the game.
Of course, you hear me making like a sound, right?
Well, I'm very close to being the same time as you, but I'm about 5 seconds behind.
Right,
it's close.
Right.
So I see JD swing, and as I see the swing, I hear you just go, "Ugh." I can imagine the result. And I knew what the result was going to be.
Yeah, I think it was out. It looked like it was over the fence.
Yeah,
by the way,
Yoenis,
another riveting at bat from him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Check swing, ground ball to third.
First pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, but interesting stuff.
Can't Jake pitch another inning? I mean, come on. He's got to take him out after 5 innings here? I mean, it's not like he's threw a lot of stressful pitches
in
this game.
Look, Boone gave the answer, man. 72 pitches. He's coming off a back issue.
Yeah, and I know.
You know, you're going to be cautious.
I know.
You know, sometimes I look at it as a fan and say,
Boone's
okay, right.
I like Boone, by the way. Let me
tell
you.
Boone's a hell of a
Boone's a good dude, man.
Well, he's also very honest. Like,
he's
even
a,
the stuff
real.
With the,
you know,
the playoffs.
You know what it is about Boone? Here's what I like about Boone. He's real. Boone
very
is a real dude.
Yeah.
You know, you could, he's, you know, you're not getting any BS with Boone. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you on that.
And I like him a lot.
He's very good.
And he's a very good manager, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, he really is. And it was not an easy job he took. Think about it.
No.
The guy
no.
takes the job replacing a team
yep.
that lost yep. in the seventh game of the ALCS, yep. and he's backed it up with a couple of 100-win seasons.
There's now, no more difficult managing job in baseball than a Yankee manager. I mean,
sure.
let's be honest. I mean, the pressure's on you all the time.
Well, here's the proof that the pressure is really on him. Guy's done a great job back-to-back 100-win seasons. He's got to win a championship, and he
yeah.
knows it.
Of course.
That's how much pressure that job
right.
has.
Right. And you know, you could tell just by his answer that, you know, he is relieved that there's 16 teams in the playoffs. It makes it a little easier for him, for sure.
Well, and I think that even though right now it's not changing his managing, you could tell by his answer it
right.
will.
Right. Of course.
It will.
Right.
Once they're locked in, I get it. You're one game into the season. As much as you and I say, oh, the Yankees are locked to make the playoffs, it's baseball. You know, you got to still play the games. But once they are where we think they're going to be, of course it's going to change
yeah.
how you manage.
Yep.
Aaron Boone's report has been in part brought to you by Jersey Mike's. And at Jersey Mike's, it's all about the ingredients. Freshly baked bread, perfectly sliced, fresh produce, the absolute highest quality meats. Piled high, Jersey Mike's slices each and every sub. Fresh to order, never pre-sliced or packaged. Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.